Red, orange, yellow, green. You might have gotten used to hearing these colors a lot over the past few months. They translate into COVID-19 risk levels, which determine things like how schools operate. As Rachel Cohen reports, one Idaho county is ditching its health district's colors for stricter ones set by researchers at Harvard University.
Over the course of the pandemic, Blaine County has stood out. It had Idaho's first surge in coronavirus cases.
And I think as a result, we've become very proactive.
That's Anjanee McCleary, a Blaine County commissioner. She says the county led the way on stay-at-home orders and mask mandates. Now it's using metrics set by the Harvard Global Health Institute to determine its risk level color.
I don't believe that South Central Public Health District Board, and I'm on that board, is willing to take the kind of actions to mitigate this pandemic that Blaine County wants to see.
But the Public Health District Board approved of Blaine County's move to Harvard's more conservative metrics. They have Blaine in yellow, whereas South Central would have had it in green. And the county is looking to Harvard's numbers to determine school plans. Right now, it's in a hybrid model. It's also looking at those colors to see which cities its sports teams can compete against. Recently, games have been canceled against teams in Gooding and Minidoka because their rates were too high, according to Harvard's numbers. In the past week, Blaine County has seen an uptick in daily case numbers, but McCleary hopes the localized approach can help keep things under control. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.